This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
I'm going to share with you some basic facts. You see, our story is a simple one. Our story is of truth and facts, which are two constants that do not change. And all we need to do is give the world an overdose of our truth and insist on it. As we speak today, I'm going to take you back centuries, long before the children of Africa were taken out of Africa as slaves. There was some serious resistance when the occupiers from the West came to Africa, contrary to what some might think. They didn't just give up their children, but the fighting began long before slavery. And the resistance was those who led them, the majority of them, their heads, as we speak today, are sitting in jars in Europe. Are you aware of that? Our leaders, our ancestors, who fought the wars of resistance, their heads, their remains, are sitting in jars throughout Europe. And the same people have the audacity to come to Africa and talk to us about human rights. But what's even more disturbing is that we entertain them and we don't remind them of the skeletons in their closet. As we speak today, the priceless artifacts that they stole from all over Africa are sitting in their museums throughout Europe. And when you and I, when we visit Europe, we pay to see what belongs to us. Evidence of theft, evidence of murder on display in plain sight. As we speak today, black people are listed as 3/5 of a human being in the US Constitution. As we speak today, the redlining continues. As we speak today, African countries are being made to pay ridiculous interest rates on loans that they should not be paying for. As we speak today, reparations are due. Everybody else has been given reparations except us. The question then becomes, what is wrong with this picture? Why aren't you and I standing up and demanding that what is right must be done? I can tell you why. Because no other race would stand for a minute what is being done to us. How long do you think a finger of a British soldier lasts in Zimbabwe? How long do you think a thumb of a German soldier lasts in Namibia? Not even a minute. They would storm in, kill hundreds.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayo Deji Fumilayo. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Wagner Revolt shows weakness of Russian regime, NATO Stoltenberg says. U.S. suspect in deadly LGBTQ nightclub shooting plead guilty. Kenya President Ruto enacts new finance bill. Now the news in details. The brief mutiny over the weekend by Russia's Wagner mercenary group shows Moscow's weakness under the leadership of Vladimir Putin, NATO's chief says. Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary General of the Western Military Alliance, told reporters in Lithuania Monday that the rebellion by the powerful mercenary organization is a demonstration of weakness in the regime. It also demonstrates how difficult and dangerous it is for Putin to be reliant on mercenaries that has actually turned against him, he said. It demonstrates the fragility of the Russian regime, but it is not for NATO to intervene in those issues that a Russian matter. A feud between Wagner group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin and Russia's top military brass amid the fighting in Ukraine erupted into a mutiny over the weekend, which saw fighters from the mercenary group leave the front in Ukraine to seize a South Russian city and march seemingly unopposed on the capital before turning around after less than 24 hours on Saturday. The Kremlin said it had made a deal that the mercenary chief will move to Belarus and receive an amnesty along with his soldiers. Yet on Monday, Russian media reported that a criminal probe against Prigozhin continued. Russia has relied heavily on Wagner for its war against Ukraine, and the mercenary group has fought some of the bloodiest battles since the conflict began on February 24, 2022. The mutiny was an unprecedented challenge to Putin's authority in Russia, and the event have left governments both friendly and hostile to Russia. Looking for answers to what could happen next in the country with the world's largest nuclear arsenal, everyone has a lot of questions about what this actually means. But we don't yet have a lot of answers, and too much speculation right now would probably be extremely counterproductive, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters in Ireland on Monday. What we are doing, as we always will be, is discussing possible challenges and possible consequences for our own security, for our people's security, for global stability, that is our highest preoccupation. It is obviously an internal issue for Russia to work through, but we need to stand and continue to be strong in support of Ukraine, in support of the rules-based order, and that's where we will remain. Officials have still given no details about the deal that abruptly ended the mutiny. There was no word about the revolt from Putin himself, who had said on Saturday that the rebellion put Russia's very existence under threat and vowed to punish those behind it. The Kremlin released a video Monday from him congratulating participants of an industrial forum, containing no indication of when it had been filmed. U.S. suspect in deadly LGBTQ nightclub shooting pleads guilty. The suspect in a mass shooting that killed five people at an LGBTQ nightclub in the United States last year has pleaded guilty, averting the possibility of a prolonged and emotional trial. In a plea deal with prosecutors, Anderson Lee Aldrich pleaded guilty to five charges of murder and 46 counts of attempted murder on Monday, about 7 months after the deadly attack at a Club Q nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado in November 2022. The 23-year-old, who also pleaded no contest to two hate crimes, faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. Adluch, who stormed into Club Q wearing body armor and carrying several weapons, killed five people and injured nearly two dozen others before being subdued by the heroic action of club patrons, who wrestled him to the ground. The attack brought attention to violence and increasingly hostile rhetoric across the U.S. against members of the LGBTQ community, particularly trans people. Club Q was known as a safe haven for the local LGBTQ population. It also drew comparison to the Pulse shooting in 2016, when an attack killed 49 people at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. On Monday, people in the courtroom wiped away tears as Judge Michael McHenry explained the charges and read out the name of the Club Q victims. Those killed were previously identified as Kelly Lovin, 40, Daniel Aston, 28, Derek Robb, 38, Ashley Pugh, 34, and Raymond Green Vance, 22. This thing sitting in the courtroom is not a human, it is a monster, Jessica Farrow, whose daughter boyfriend was killed, said during the hearing. The devil awaits with open hands. Jeff Aston described his son, Daniel Aston, as kind-hearted, cheerful, sensitive in spirit, and gifted words. years, he had a contagious smile and burning blue eyes. His mom and I will never be the same. Aldrich mostly looked down as the victim spoke, glancing sometimes at a screen showing photos of the victims. I intentionally and after deliberation caused the death of each victim, Aldrich told the judge. According to a court filing, Aldrich identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. However, there are no indications that Aldrich did so before the shooting, leading some to question whether Aldrich was being sincere or even taunting victims of the shooting. The guilty plea follows a series of jailhouse phone calls from Aldrich to the Associated Press expressing remorse and intention to face the consequence for the shooting, the news agency reported. Colorado does not sentence people to death, but federal authorities could still prosecute Aldrich on hate crime charges, which would bring the possibility of a death sentence. Kenya. President Ruto enacts new finance bill. Kenya President William Ruto has enacted a contentious new finance bill, which will see the introduction of new taxes amidst fierce criticism from the opposition and public. Announced by the presidency on Monday, the bill will see an increase in VAT on fuel from 8% to 16%, as well as an unpopular payroll level to finance the low-cost housing program. Initially set at 3%, level has been reduced to 1.5%. Faced with the discontent caused by the law, the government withdrew some of the budget's initial provision, including a tax on beauty products. Ruto's government, which was elected in August 2022, hopes that the finance project will help to refill Kenya's every depleted coffers. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist today. I remain Ayodeji Funmilayo. Stay tuned for more exciting content on the Spirit FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
This is the Spirit FM, Pan-African radio.
I'm going to share with you some basic facts. You see, our story is a simple one. Our story is of truth and facts, which are two constants that do not change. And all we need to do is give the world an overdose of our truth and insist on it. As we speak today, I'm going to take you back centuries, long before the children of Africa were taken out of Africa as slaves. There was some serious resistance when the occupiers from the West came to Africa, contrary to what some might think. They didn't just give up their children, but the fighting began long before slavery. And the resistance was those who led them, the majority of them, their heads, as we speak today, are sitting in jars in Europe. Are you aware of that? Our leaders, our ancestors, who fought the wars of resistance, their heads, their remains, are sitting in jars throughout Europe. And the same people have the audacity to come to Africa and talk to us about human rights. But what's even more disturbing is that we entertain them and we don't remind them of these skeletons in their closet. As we speak today, the priceless artifacts that they stole from all over Africa are sitting in their museums throughout Europe. And when you and I, when we visit Europe, we pay to see what belongs to us. Evidence of theft, evidence of murder on display in plain sight. As we speak today, black people are listed as 3/5 of a human being in the US Constitution. As we speak today, the redlining continues. As we speak today, African countries are being made to pay ridiculous interest rates on loans that they should not be paying for. As we speak today, reparations are due. everybody else has been given reparations except us. The question then becomes, what is wrong with this picture? Why aren't you and I standing up and demanding that what is right must be done? I can tell you why. Because no other race would stand for a minute what is being done to us. How long do you think a finger of a British soldier lasts in Zimbabwe? How long do you think a thumb of a German soldier lasts in Namibia? Not even a minute. They would storm in, kill.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.